You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 248, Truth versus Precision. Today's challenge. The Bible contains many passages that say something close to the truth, but not quite accurate. Today's defense. This confuses truth with precision. Perhaps you've seen the Star Trek episode, Errand of Mercy, where the following exchange occurs. Kirk, what would you say the odds are on our getting out of here? Spock, difficult to be precise, Captain. I should say approximately 7,824.7 to 1. Kirk, difficult to be precise? 7,824 to 1? Spock, 7,824.7 to 1. Kirk, that's a pretty close approximation. Spock, I endeavor to be accurate. This illustrates the different levels of precision expected by humans and Vulcans. Something similar occurs when modern audiences read ancient texts. We live in an age in which things are rigorously measured and recorded, but the ancient world was very different. There were few and imprecise measuring tools, no audio or video recorders, and most people couldn't read or write. Consequently, the ancients expected a lesser degree of precision than we do. They would have rolled their eyes at us the way we roll our eyes at Mr. Spock and his absurd overprecision. This has implications for how we read the Bible. We can't hold its authors to a higher level of precision than they were using. They expressed truths, but according to the level of precision expected in their day, not ours. Statements of truth regularly involve approximation. When we say that the speed of light is 186,000 miles per second, or that pi is 3.14, we are expressing truths, but in an approximate manner. Approximation is so common, scientists even speak of different orders of approximation that they use in their work. At some point, it becomes foolish to try to be more precise, and this judgment must be made based on the situation in which we find ourselves. We must thus respect the circumstances in which the biblical authors wrote and not expect more precision from them than their situation allowed. If we want to charge them with error, we need to show that they weren't using the degree of precision expected in the ancient world. Tip: for more examples of how precision works in the Bible, see Day 258.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.